This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 9:59, down 7 3/4 on the open. The Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9:27 1/2, down 4 1/2 on the open. May, 9:40, down 5. July, 8:46, down 4 1/4. September, 8:47, down 10 on the open. March corn opened at 5:05 1/2, down 3 1/2 on the open. May, 5:17, down 4 1/2. July, 5:27 1/2, down 5. September, 5:24, down 9 1/4. December, 5:24 1/2, down 4 1/2. March, 5:27 1/2, down 7. May, 5:33 1/2, down 4. July of 2009, 5:36 1/2, down 4 1/2 on the open. March beans open at 12:79, down 22 1/2 on the open. May, 12:98, down 21 3/4. July, 13:13, down 24 1/4. November, 12:67, down 18 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 3:50, down 6.10 on the open. May, 3:53, down $9. March soybean oil opened at 52.80, down 51 on the open. May, 53.30, down 64. January feeders open at 98.10, up 30 on the open. March, 101.60, up 50. February live cattle open at 90.75, down 5 on the open. April, 94.30, unchanged. February lean hogs open at 54.40, down 25 on the open. April, also down 25 at 62. And February bellies open at 84.50, down 15 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Join us this evening at the Elks Club in Pontiac, Illinois, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight's panel begins with a dinner at 5:30. The panel is at 7 o'clock. The panelists for the meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing, Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, and Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. That's sponsored by the First Farm Credit Services, Prairie Center Grain Elevator as well, at the Elks Club in Pontiac this evening. Again, the meeting gets underway at 5:30 with a dinner, no charge there, no advance registration required either, and then the meeting proper at 7 o'clock, and we hope to see you there. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Our analysts said, Paul, that there would be days like this, and the market can't continue to go up forever. But the question that I'm hearing from a lot of producers in the last few days is, what kind of levels can we consolidate at and still have a bull market intact?
Yeah, good question. Our general impression here is that why are we weaker? And, of course, gold, crude oil, stock market, some light rain in northern Argentina. The market is overbought. The farmers are selling tons of corn. And, of course, the major train loading stations had a lot of corn sold to empty their piles, and instead the farmers sold another wave of corn, and so they're moving the corn that was destined to have pile pickup. The farmers are putting it right in the hopper cars to ship on out. The market, of course, has never seen anything like this. We've seen things, where corn went to $5.50 in 95 or 6. That was based on, a major runaway wheat market in the world and feed grain demand. And, of course, I was alive and well and trading customers in the great grain robbery when the Russians bought everything in 1972 and 3. So this is a lot different. The major problem here is in the think tank people are basically saying that it's very hard to get enough corn planted to break the corn a lot. And one of the things that is going to cushion the slide here is the wide basis. I got to have help here. I'm on the radio. So the marketplace could see a backup, but not of the traditional it's over type concepts. So to answer your question quickly, some backup, but I don't look for a 50-cent or a dollar backup or anything of that nature.
So not a 50 to a dollar backup in the beans, for example, or a 25 in the corn, for example.
And that's 30 days out.
And that's 30 days out. So we're going to go into perhaps a little bit of a consolidation mold. For a little while here, one of the other questions that I hear producers ask me a lot is that, okay, Dave, the battle for acres is heating up beans versus corn, and that has helped the markets make some of these highs. And then they say to me, okay, where is the U.S. going to get its needed acres? Because if you do the numbers on beans and corn, you can make a case that both ending stock numbers are pretty tight, without creating an imbalance somewhere else.
Yeah.
So where are these acres going to come from?
We, from our outlook meeting in Decatur and talking to some of our friends in Iowa, it's pretty well down in stone what the farmers are going to plant. Last year, February, March, the seed companies, insurance companies basically said, hey, you got to plant corn, and the farmer reacted, and he did. This year, the fertilizer issue and the cost of fertilizer is an issue. The seed companies and the insurance companies aren't going to get the farmer to make much changes other than what they have already done. The acreage is going to come in the future from Brazil. In Fortune magazine, page 92 on the January 21st issue, basically outlines the tremendous opportunities of soybean expansion down there. Their advantage isn't that much better than the U.S. as far as cost efficiency, but that's where the big, massive 600 million acres of additional acreage can come from in the future, and the growth needs to be somewhere in the 5 to 7% a year. The corn is the battle here is in the U.S., and hopefully with better triple-stacked hybrids, the corn demand can come from here. The market, of course, was completely surprised by the acreage on the wheat, which is hard for me to believe, and also this big feed usage number that came in. So the marketplace will be looking for South American bean expansion in a big way. Also, they will be putting pressure on Congress for the CRP to be ultimately acres to come out of that ultimately in time, but Congress is having such a terrible trouble getting a farm bill passed. They're having a horrible time even getting any kind of legislation passed. So those are the big factors that we are looking at time.
For the 2008 crop year here in the U.S. and bean plantings, the talk is we have to get to 10 million acres.
I think that can be done from the surveys we are hearing. The seed companies say that the boys are going to plant a lot of beans outside the traditional central Illinois area, mainly because of the cost factor. And I think that is going to get done, and particularly next May, in the following year, we're going to see the acreage expand in South America. Mm-hmm. And some of this bean price deal, we'll see beans imported into the United States from South America next year. So it's that will be taken care of. It's the corn issue that's the big one that's hard to get enough acres to make it happen.
And so that means that we can't afford any hiccup in next summer.
That's true. And the fertilizer issues also, and the large cost of planting an acre of corn is the other factor of getting enough corn acres. So the million-dollar deal is, of course, the corn, and the wheat is, we think the wheat acre, the government didn't get the wheat acres right. Hopefully they'll get it right in the next couple of months.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is located in Oakland, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City at 944. Fast trade there down 12. The July 904 down 4.5. March wheat at the board of trade at 910 down 22. July 835 down 15.25. March corn, $5.75 down 8.25. May, 513 down 8.5. July, 524 down 8.5. December, 521 now 520.75 down 8.25. March beans, 1264 down 37.5. May, 1283 down 36.75. July, $13 down 37.25. November at 1266.5 down 18.5. March soybean meal, 344.80 down 11.30. March soybean oil, 5210 down 121. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.